Oh, magic is magic, please, Lula replied. More wine, my Olaf?
Thank you, Olaf said. Now, Lulu, we need your fortune-telling abilities once more.
The burglar brat slipped away from us again, the bald man said, and the boss was hoping you'd be able to tell us where they went.
Also, the hook-handed man said, we need to know where the Snicket file is.
And we need to know if one of the Baudelaire parents survived the fire, Esme said. The orphans seem to think so, but your crystal ball could tell us for sure.
And I'd like some more wine, one of the white-faced women said.
So many demands you make, Madame Lulu said in her strange accent.
Madame Lulu remembers, please, when you would visit only for the pleasure of my company, my Olaf.
There isn't time for that tonight, Olaf replied quickly. Can't you consult your crystal ball right now?
Oh, you know rules of crystal ball, my Olaf, Lulu replied. At night, the crystal ball must be sleeping in the fortune-telling tent. And at sunrise, you may ask one question.
Then I'll ask my first question tomorrow morning, Olaf said, and we'll stay until all my questions are answered.
Oh, my Olaf, Madame Lulu said, please. Times are very hard for Caligari Carnival. It is not a good business idea to have carnival in hinterlands, so there are not many people to see Madame Lulu or Crystal Ball. Caligari Carnival Gift Caravan has lousy souvenirs, and Madame Lulu has not enough freaks, please, in the House of Freaks. You visit my Olaf with the troop and stay many days, drink my wine, and eat all of my snackings.
This roast chicken is very delicious, the hook-handed man said.
Madame Lulu has no money, please, Lulu continued. It's hard, my Olaf, to do fortune-telling for you when Madame Lulu is so poor. The caravan of mine has a leaky roof, and Madame Lulu needs money, please, to do repairs.
I've told you before, Olaf said. Once we get the Baudelaire fortune, the carnival will have plenty of money.
You said that about the quagmire fortune, my Olaf, Madame Lulu said, and about the Snicket fortune. But never a penny does Madame Lulu see.
We must think, please, of something to make Caligari Carnival more popular. Madame Lulu was hoping that troupe of my Olaf could put on a big show like the Marvelous Marriage. Many people would come to see.
The boss can't get up on stage, the bald man said. Planning schemes is a full-time job.
Besides, Esme said, I've retired from show business. All I want to be now is Count Olaf's girlfriend.
There was a silence, and the only thing the Baudelaires could hear from Lulu's caravan was the crunch of someone chewing on chicken bones. Then there was a long sigh, and Lulu spoke very quietly.
You did not tell me, my Olaf, but Esme was the girlfriend of you. Perhaps Madame Lulu will not let you and your troop stay at the carnival of mine.
Now, now, Lulu,
Count Olaf said, and the children shivered as their eaves dropped. Olaf was talking in a tone of voice the Baudelaires had heard many times, when he was trying to fool someone into thinking he was a kind and decent person. Even with the curtains closed, the Baudelaires could tell that he was giving Madame Lulu a toothy grin, and that his eyes were shining brightly beneath his one eyebrow, as if he were about to tell a joke.
"Did I ever tell you
how I began my career as an actor.
It's a fascinating story,
the hook-handed man said.
It certainly is, Olaf agreed. Give me some more wine, and I'll tell you. Now then.
As a child, I was always the most handsome fellow at school, and one day a young director